Radio City Tour.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Good morning, Sound of Merseyside Times. We've managed to track him down. We've got him in situ now. John Gibbons is back in the seat he belongs. Morning to you, Gibber.
Nice one, mate. Yours?
Yeah, wonderful. And you brought in the lovely Roxanne Debastian as well.
Yeah, fantastic. To she's come and she's bought a guitar and it's that exciting.
Yeah, she looks ready for business, I have to say. Morning to you, Roxanne. You well?
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
No
ready
worries
for
at
business.
All. Gibbo's been living the dream. For 2 weeks, he's been in a Dodge convertible, just trailing up and down the east coast of America with Jürgen.
That's actually
decided stopping at Dunkin' Donuts every 50
miles. Are you trying
miles
to say, trying to say
so.
I put on weight, Steve?
You look very healthy. How was your trip to America?
Fantastic, yeah, great. Yeah. Went really well. We did a couple of live shows out there for Liverpool fans around the tour. Went brilliantly, met loads of nice people. Interviewed Jürgen Klopp, did a little bit with Gerrard as well, and managed to have a few beers too.
And submerge yourself in American culture.
Oh, always, yeah. You know me, Steve. Jump straight in.
Oh, you didn't end up in any of that because it's a musically themed half hour. They love their country and western out there. You didn't stop in any sort of country and western.
We stopped in. We drove back from San Francisco to LA on Route 1, which is the famous coast road. We stopped in a quite a small place and in a bar there, and they had a jukebox, and it was one of those jukeboxes that the internet ones, so they got everything, and so we were putting like English bands like Block Party on and stuff like that, and then everyone else was country and western.
So every time
there was a music change, everyone looked at us because it was obviously us, and then it go back to the country stuff that everyone else wants to listen to.
I just want to mention a brilliant tweet by Andy Heaton, of course, one of your co-leaders.
Yeah.
He tweeted out a picture of a pickup truck
with
a dog
in
the
amazing.
Back, and I thought that just summed up the west coast of America to me. I thought, oh, brilliant, this Labrador just with a ball in his mouth going down the highway.
On the highway,
that's the life. Right, you're back to normal business, and we're talking music.
Yeah.
So we've got Roxanne. And do you want to introduce Roxanne, just in terms of...
I mean, Roxanne I've known for a few years. I actually... it's funny because it's Liverpool Loves tomorrow, Liverpool Loves Festival at the Pierhead, and last year Roxanne played on my stage. So it's just a roundabout way that we kind of got here today. She's an amazing singer, beautiful voices we're going to hear, and she's doing a really interesting show tonight, which she'll tell you all about herself.
Okay, tell us about that in a minute. We always ask the artist, give us a favourite lyric line so we can sort of decipher what sort of person you are, Roxanne.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to go against expectations and not pick a Beatles lyric.
Everyone picks Bruce Springsteen, I won't worry about that.
All right then. Well, I think Bob Dylan's the lyric master, and I think one of the best songs ever is It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. So probably, although the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you've got to dodge. And It's All Right, Ma, I Can Make It.
I like that. But Bruce would have written that. Bruce is clever enough to write that.
Could have been Bruce's.
It could have been.
Does it sound like double denim? Yeah.
What's wrong with double denim? I did double denim a month ago. Absolutely destroyed in this office.
Oh, I will
never do double denim again. Never, ever. Right, tonight you're going to be involved in a brilliant lineup, aren't you? 50th birthday. Well, you tell me about it a little bit more.
So, on this day 50 years ago, one of the best albums of all times was released, and that is, of course, Revolver by the Beatles. Game-changing record. It was way ahead of its time then, and it kind of still is now. So I'm super excited. So we're playing through the album in its entirety at Leaf this evening on Bold Street with the help of loads of amazing Liverpool singer-songwriters, most of whom are no stranger to listeners of this show, I don't think.
They've been on. So She Drew the Gun, Tom Moorcroft, Ellen and Nelly, who we're going to get on, Joe Symes, and the Loving Kind, the Southbound Attic Band, Derek King, Richard Debastian. Now, this is the best bit. Dad is on the lineup as well.
Of course.
You say of course, but how many bands have Dad on the lineup?
I've never played with me Dad.
It's a special thing because so my dad's obviously a musician, and I grew up in Berlin, I just fell in love with the Beatles at a really early age, and that's just what we do. We'd sit in the kitchen at home and just play Beatles songs together. So when I thought of putting on this event, I just had to get him over, had to get him involved.
So your dad's a professional musician?
Yes.
Yeah. Always has been. Any roots to Liverpool?
Only heart roots.
Right, only heart. So he's been here for the Beatles and the rest of it and the musical scene. Only child as well on tonight. And of course yourself.
Yeah, and Only Child's been on the show as well. I don't know how.
Yeah, all brilliant, brilliant acts. So if you want to get down, can you still get into this tonight, Gibbo?
Yeah, yeah. Just...
Yes, tickets are selling really fast, but there are still a few available. So best thing to do is to grab one during the day online. And that's, you can get them from We Got Tickets, or probably best place is Liverpool Acoustic. And their website is liverpoolacoustic.co.uk.
Sounds absolutely brilliant. Do you like the album, Revolver?
Yeah, of course. It's a classic.
You say, of course, not everyone.
Is that right?
No, well, 99% of people like the Beatles.
Yeah, that's right. But no, but it's a really good idea, and it's a nice kind of themed evening. And I think it's a good way when people do stuff like this as well to kind of get into new artists, really, because we always encourage people to go to gigs on this show. It's kind of what it's all about, really. But I think for some people, you know, a Revolver evening could be their introduction to someone like Louisa from She Drew the Gun or one of the other amazing artists. And so I think stuff like this can kind of be a bridge to maybe someone who wants to see more local musicians, but doesn't necessarily know how. I was a bit kind of daunted by it. This is kind of okay. Well, I love the Revolver, so at least I'm going to like that bit. And then I'm sure they'll find that they love at least two or three other artists on there.
I think it's fab. They should do it with the Bends by Radiohead. I'd love to hear a lot of
that's
artists
great,
do the Bends. Mara, do you like the Bends?
Yeah.
That's an amazing album.
That sounds challenging.
That would be a little bit crazy. Oh. Well, what's your connection to Liverpool? Have you got? Is it emotional, spiritual? Have you lived here for a bit?
I've lived here for a bit, sort of off and on for about 2 years, and I love it. I came here the first time with my dad, just on it, like that typical Beatles kind of holiday.
And never left.
Sort of. Well, I just fell in love with the people and the music. There's just so much talent here, and so I keep coming back. It's definitely a home away from home now, and it's absolutely right what you were saying about the event. That is definitely the point. So the event is in two halves. The first half is playing through Revolver in its entirety, and in the second half, most of the musicians are playing a couple of their original songs as well. So it's hopefully a really great introduction to a lot of really great local artists.
Okay.
And it's all for charity as well. So all the all the profit from tonight is going to a really great charity called In Place of War, and they encourage music projects in places of war.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So go down and watch the guys if you can tonight. Right, we're going to have two tracks, aren't we, by yourself,
yeah.
Roxanne. So introduce the first one.
Sure. Well, I wasn't sure if you wanted me to do two of mine or like a taste for tonight.
What do you think? Either,
whatever you feel.
Whatever you feel. All right, well, I'll do half-half then. I'll do one Revolver track and one of mine. I'll put some pressure on myself.
Well, you're putting her in a dilemma now. She can't decide which she's going to start with.
Yeah, I think one of each sounds good.
Play the
yeah.
Beatles track first.
Excellent. Go ahead.
It's quite early morning, so I'll go with this one.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning when I'm in the middle of a dream. Stay in bed, float upstream. Please don't wake me, no, don't shake me. Leave me where I am, I'm only sleeping. Everybody seems to think I'm lazy. I don't mind, think they're crazy, running everywhere at such a speed, till they find there's no need. Please don't spoil my day, I'm miles away, and after all I'm only sleeping. Keeping an eye on a world moving by my window, taking my time, lying there and staring at the ceiling, waiting for a sleepy feeling. Don't wake me, no, don't shake me. Leave me where I am, I'm only sleeping.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow, absolutely mesmerising.
Yeah, I told you, it was an amazing voice. It was lovely. I wasn't ignoring you, Roxanne. I was looking across Liverpool listening to that, and it was just...
he likes to do that, by the way. He turns round and he sort of sinks into his own little world for 2-3
minutes.
Watch
out over Liverpool.
I don't blame you. It's the most amazing view I've ever seen, especially from a radio station. It's incredible.
This is my office.
It's a brilliant office.
This is work, if you can class it as this. That was unbelievable. Do you find it in any way more difficult to cover someone else's work? Yeah. Do you always feel like you're not doing it as much justice as you think you should be doing it?
And so I should.
we were laughing outside about the extra pressure of playing Beatles songs, especially in Liverpool, because everyone knows them. So if you do another cover and kind of mess up a bit, then people don't notice, but everyone knows every chord, and they'll probably grab your guitar and show you how you can play it in Liverpool. So there is extra pressure, but you know, I'm sure everyone will be brilliant tonight.
Well, that's the funny thing about a Beatles song and listening to that, not just the words but the music individually. Even if you just played the music without the words, you'd always recognise it, wouldn't you? Which isn't always the way with artists, is it? But if you separate words and music with the Beatles, you always recognise everything.
It's just such an iconic sound.
Are you playing that tonight?
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant. So that was the prelude. That was just a little bit of a taster. We're going to have a short break, and then you're going to play what?
I'm going to play one of my tracks called Wasteland.
Okay, super stuff. This is Radio City Talk. Right, special guest today, Roxanne DeBastien. We got, as always, John Gibbons. I say as always, he's back from his road trip, back in business. We were just talking about Glastonbury because Roxanne performed there a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And it definitely is your big highlight, isn't it, of 2016?
Absolutely. Not just of 2016.
ever.
Second to coming on the Steve Hotherstall Breakfast Show.
I think it quite surpasses that. But what did you take away from Glastonbury?
There was such a long build-up to it. I think that was part of it. I'd never been, so the whole experience was incredible, not just playing, but just seeing the site. And I loved how, you know, there were three different generations. There were tiny people playing in the mud and sort of old retired couples with their sort of hippie camper vans. And it was just, you know, so much sort of felt like a really positive place to be.
And actually, you'd never been as just someone who was going to turn up to watch the acts. So it was an entirely new experience.
Totally new experience. And it's true what they say. It was quite muddy.
Yeah, you've got the mud things quite imprinted on your mind, isn't it? You've got a bit of an issue with the mud.
Well, I've just got this memory of like at 3 a.m. sort of trying to get free the rented car from like all the mud that we had.
Surely so not.
It's not glamorous, is it?
Not a Glastonbury. it's not all
glamour.
Definitely not. Right, we're going to have another song from Roxanne DeBastien. So what are you going to play us now?
So I mentioned that I grew up in Berlin. This song was inspired by Berlin and how the city's changing. And it's off my current EP. The EP is called Seeing You and is available online. And this song is called Wasteland.
Take it away.
In my hometown, they've dismantled the wall, carried off the pieces one by one, forgotten are the words written into stone. For what are they worth against a housing loan? It's only wasteland. In the libraries, they've rewritten the books, crowned men as kings, when really they're crooks. I wonder what went down in between the lines. Torn out are the pages from the rusty spines they burn on wasteland. On the pavements, they've installed the machines, 1,000 glassy eyes staring at me. Today I'd rather not be seen by anyone, for I do not know what I have become. I'm here on wave. wasteland. Here I am in the front row and no one's on stage. On the graveyard, they're building hotels, fluffing up the pillows, so no one can tell you're lying where I once took my final stride, face down in the mud, heading for the other side. It's only wasteland, only wasteland to them. Now.
Brilliant. Absolutely love your music, your voice. Superb.
Thank you very
superb.
Much.
Is a lot of your music quite political as well? Just listen to some of the undertones of what you're talking about there in that song.
No, I think that was the first of a few that came out.
Right.
I wouldn't call it political. It's still very personal. But yeah, I'm a fan of saying things.
Yeah, right. So yeah. News agenda things, conversations that are going on. No, but that's really interesting from someone who lives in Berlin, isn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly. But it's all about singing about what you know, what you've experienced, and I think that's what the best singers do. It's not necessarily being political, as Roxanne says. It's talking about your environment and things you've experienced, and I think that's when artists are the most interesting, really, is when they're kind of talking about themselves, and people can relate to that, obviously.
Did it drip down from your dad? What's your dad's music
probably
like?
Probably.
Yeah, what's his music like?
It's gone through many sort of phases throughout the year, but definitely, yeah, the same, I would say the same kind of style. Singer-songwriter, lyric, melody-based. Someone said for the first time, actually, a couple of weeks ago, a producer I'm working with was like, oh, I see the similarity in your songwriting and never thought of that. But yeah, I guess.
And how did that make you feel?
Made me feel proud.
Lovely.
He's listening.
Oh, morning. Hope you're well. Looking forward to seeing father and son tonight. Richard, one of the great artists tonight who's going to be performing as well as part of the Revolver's 50th birthday. Right, just very quickly, where'd you get your music from?
My website, that's RoxanneDeBastian.com, and otherwise all the like online usual suspects, so iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, loads of videos on YouTube, and you can also buy like physical CDs if you like from my website. And of course tonight at Leaf if you want to.
Ah, right, it'll be there. And of course if you start typing into Apple, iTunes or whatever, there aren't many Roxannes, are there, I would imagine?
Yes.
If you get to Roxanne De, I think you'll.
Is it Roxanne? Is there just a Roxanne? Have you
just
seen this
one.
Yet?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
There's only one Roxanne De Bastian, luckily. I think there are a couple of other Roxannes about, and I usually have the Sting Association somewhere in there,
course.
A Sting cover band.
It's
like
quite a name, isn't it? De Bastian. I mean, sometimes people say Hothersall to me, but De Bastian.
Yeah, it's very regal.
Tell you what, you sound like a count, like a Duchess's family or something. Oh, Dad.
Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool. Radio City Talk.